It's good to be here this morning with you, and thank you for having us. And I do want to introduce you to my wife, Lisa. Lisa, could you stand up? Lisa has her brain is dot, and my brain is shao, very small. The Bible says that there are many, many gods in the world that people make up, but there is only one living and true God. And this morning, from the book of Isaiah, we will look at that. So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
Verse 15.
I love this verse because in one verse it tells us so much about the Bible's message and about God. So let me read it. For this is what the High and Lofty One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这段经文是因为那至高之上永远长存，因为圣者的人，名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高之上所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Let's pray. We'll meet you dug out. God, you have made everything in heaven and earth. And you have made us for your glory. And we pray right now that you would teach us your way. And we will walk in your truth. And I pray that you would give us a trusting heart. That we may fear or worship your name. So please speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Several years ago, I became friends with a young man who had just arrived to America from China. And he was from Heilongjiang province, Harbin. Yeah. As we had lunch together, I asked him if he believed God existed. He said, I truly believe God exists, but I do not know who he is. I know nothing about God. And then he asked me the most important question a person could ask. He said, can you tell me, Chuck, who God is? And how we answer that question will really shape the rest of our life. And it'll shape our life even after we die. Thinking about God is truly the best thing that we could ever do.
有一天这个朋友问我一个人生中一个人所能问的最重要的问题，说 怎么样安舍回答这个问题，它能够塑造我们一个剩余的岁月，甚至在我们离开人世以后的岁月生命。想想看，信靠神是我们人生所能做的最好的一件事情。
And the passage we will look at this morning tells us very, very clearly who God is and also who we are in light of who God is.
刚才我们读到的经文清楚地告诉了我们神是谁，也告诉了我们我们是什么样的一种人。
It is so powerful a message, and it's unlike any message that we will ever hear in the news or on television. It's a very unique message. It's unlike any that we've ever heard in our culture, whether we're from an American culture, like Babitsa, right? or from a Chinese culture. It is a very unique message, and yet it is true, because it's not just an American message, not just a Chinese message, but it is a message from Tianfu, from God.
刚才我们读到的这段经文是如此的有力量，我们在曾经听到很多的新闻消息，任何一个都无法比这一段这个经文有力量。这个信息是独一无二的，我们在我们的文化中不曾见到，包括美国的文化和中国的文化因为而这种信息是一个真实的，因为它来源于我们的上帝，我们的神。
This book was written, Isaiah was written around 700 BC, and God here is speaking through the prophet Isaiah to the people of Israel. The people of Israel acted very, very religious, they acted very devoted to God, but in reality, they were very rebellious against God's word. And they mixed their worship of God with other religions, and they were very hypocritical and insincere.
这段经文讲的事情是大约是公元前738年，神通过这个先知以赛亚告诫那个以色列人，因为当时的以色列人看起来比较讲宗教，也比较专心，但是事实上他们比较违反神的话语。他们因为什么？他们崇拜偶像，崇拜其他的宗教，真正的混淆了对我们应该这种真正的上帝的崇拜。他们当时是比较虚伪的，是没有诚意的。
And worst of all, the people were very, very proud. And they thought very high of themselves, and then they thought very, very low of God.
因为当时的人，他们是比较骄傲的，比较傲慢的。他们觉得自己更看重自己很高很高，把神放得很低很低。
And to confront this wrong worship of God, this verse that we've been reading declares three things about God. Number one, it tells us about the majesty of God. I love the majesty of God. And number two, it tells us about the grace of God. And only in Jesus we find grace. Only in Jesus.And then third, this verse tells us about the comfort of God.
这段经文告诉主要是就是当面对当初的这种错误的崇拜，这段经文先宣称了关于我们真正上帝的已经三件事情。第一件事情是告诉我们神的伟大宏伟。第二件事是告诉我们神的优雅和雍容大度。
So let's look at these three truths about God and then discover what is the greatest comfort that we could ever have in this life.
让我们现在检查，就是看看这三个真理能够从发现，可以发现人们在生命经历这个神的历程中，神能够给我们最大的宽慰。
And so the first truth is the majesty of God.The majesty of God. And the first part of the verse says, this is what the high and lofty one says.
首先呢，我们要检查一下神的这种 majesty of God, 就是上帝的这种宏伟伟大。从这个 verse, 经文讲到就是说唯一真神是我们至高至上
Okay. In contrast to the false gods that Israel had been worshiping, God alone is exalted above creation, for he alone is the creator. False gods, think about this, false gods are made by the hands of man, or they are made by the mindset, or the imagination, or the thinking of man.
以当初这个以色列这种崇拜的敬拜的这种假神对比，我们的真神是为我们他所有创造物之上的，因为他是造物主，他的所有所创造的东西都以第一都以都为他之下，同时这种假神就是当时的假神就是人的手和靠那个想象力所产生的。
The fact that God is high and lofty means that he is set apart from creation. He is totally different than us.
事实上呢，他神是至高无上的，又说他与所他创造的这种物是分开的，他是我们与我们不同的。
In all creation, everything that we see and that we feel, every atom and every star in the universe was made by God. And best of all, it was made for God.
这个世界上所有的创造物，我们所能看到的，可能触摸到的，包括这个每一个原子和宇宙的每一个星星，都是他所创造的，都是归他所有。
And all creation is made for God's glory, not for our glory. And God is the center of all things.
所有的创造物的创造都是归于他的荣耀，来荣耀他。 所有创造的物不是为了我们，因为它是所有一切事情、一切事物的中心。
This means that we are accountable to God. It matters, it really matters how we live. This is something that Americans don't like to hear. Accountability. But, and I say this very, very gently and very kindly, it's something none of us like to hear. None of us like to be accountable. It makes us uncomfortable, no matter what country we are from, because we all know, just intuitively, we all know that we have sinned and that we fall short of God's commands. All of us know that.
作为他的创造物，我们应该对他负责，因为这关系到我们的，对我们的生活是至关重要的。在这个社会中，特别美国人不喜欢这些事情，来说美国人。 不喜欢对上帝负责，轻一点说了，我们所有人都觉得不一定感到痛快，因为我们要liable或者说对其他事情负责。但是不管我们从哪儿来，我们都知道，我们总是不服从神的管理的意愿，我们有时甚至感到失败。
So God is the high and lofty one, God alone is. This verse also tells us that God is the God of majesty. Because he alone lives forever. And that's the next part of this verse. God alone lives forever.
所以神是至高至上的，因为这段经文也告诉我们他是伟大，因为神在我们中间，神在这个宇宙中间是永远长存的。
So the next thing we will look at, we're looking at the God of majesty, that he is high and lofty. Secondly, that he is eternal, that God is eternal.
下面我们要检查的事情是，这个唯一的神是我们是永远是永恒的。God
alone is eternal. This means that He, that God, has no beginning. Think about that. No beginning, no end. He steps outside of time, and God alone remains the same forever and ever. God is unchanging. In Psalm 90, verse 2. It says that before the mountains were born, O God, or before you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
我们所信的神是永恒的，这意味着就是说他没有开始，也没有终结，他始终如一，永远存在，他永远不改变。这个从诗篇第90章第2节讲到，诸山未曾生出。 第一世界，你未曾造成，从恒古到永远，你是我们的神。
Think of the beautiful mountains in Guilin, right? In China? I've not been there, but I see pictures. But how they seem to remain the same throughout the centuries. They're very, very beautiful. And yet before Guilin was brought forth, before it was created, God existed. And God is more beautiful and He's more glorious than the things that we can see. God is more beautiful. Though the mountains may change, God will never, ever change.
大家都知道桂林山水都很漂亮，然后我亲身没有去过，但是我看见，照片，桂林的广西桂子的山水，是每一年仍然存在，但上帝在这个美丽的山水之前都永远存在，上帝是更加美丽、更加辉煌的，因为大山可以改变，但是上帝是永远不会改变的。
Because God alone never changes, He is totally trustworthy. So the God is the God of majesty. He is high and lofty. He lives forever. And the next thing it says is that God alone is holy.
下面我们要讲到的是，就是说，上帝是我们最神圣的，是一个圣者。
Holy Shantzai, right?
Okay.
God alone is holy. The highest heavens are not pure in God's sight. There is not one atom of sin in God. There is no impurity or no darkness in God at all.
在上帝的眼里，高高在上的天堂是洁净处，上帝没有一个。
You know, think about this. Even the angels in heaven, who have never ever sinned, they cannot look directly at God. They have to cover their faces because of God's holiness and because of God's glory. And yet, even just seeing an angel on earth terrified the shepherds when they heard the good news that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, the Christmas story.
在天堂的天使，他们是不能直接看，只能直接看上帝的，他们必须要遮住自己的眼睛，因为他们的圣洁和荣耀都是，上帝是圣洁的，也荣耀的，甚至在 Bethlehem 当基督诞生的时候，他们听到这个消息的时候，他们，这个 angels 这个天使就感到了。
Even now, we may be getting a little uncomfortable. God is so holy. And we often run from God. Why? Because we secretly know that God is holy and that we are not. And that if we were to stand in God's presence, we would be guilty and we would be condemned.
我们经常逃避上帝，因为我们内心知道他是圣洁的，而我们是不干净的。当神出现在我们的生活中，我们有时感到自疚。
And yet we try to justify ourselves or defend ourselves against God's holiness. For example, an atheist may try to justify himself by simply saying, God does not exist.
无神论者 经常为自己辩护说神是不存在的。
Another person may try to justify himself by trying to be good.
另外,
oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. He says to himself, God is not much different than me. And really, I'm not that bad.
另外有一种人总是靠做好人好事来证实自己说，我自己也不错，上帝也没有那么很好啊，我自己也不错。
Another person tries to justify himself by being religious. He says, if I can just go to church enough, and if I can read my Bible enough, and if I can try to love God and other people enough, well, then I'll be okay before God, and then I'll make it.
还有另外一种人，也就是说靠
But dear friend, none of these things will work. Because God is holy, He demands absolute perfection. He cannot accept anything less, and He must punish anything less than absolute perfection to God's commands. For God is holy. And God's wrath, that is God's anger, is on those who sin, which is all of us. All of us sin.
亲爱的朋友，因为这些人所做的努力，他们将百废的，因为在上帝的眼中是圣洁的，他需要是绝对的完美，他不能接受任何惩罚在他看来不完美的事情，因为他是圣洁的，他对任何犯罪的人都可能发怒，当然我们每个人都有犯罪。
So the living and true God is a God of majesty. He alone is high and lofty. God alone is eternal. And then God alone is holy.
活生生而又信实的这种神，在我们的神是伟大的神，是唯一的神，就是至高、至上、永远长存，而且圣洁无瑕的神。
Is there any hope for us? Is there any way that we can be accepted by God and find a hiding place from His majestic holiness where we will be absolutely safe? Is there any hope?
我们既然如此，我们还有盼望吗？ 有任何的途径能够让我们被神接受吗？ 让我们能够进入他庄严的这种圣庄严的圣殿， 或者说成为我们的避难所吗？ 安全的避难所吗？
Thanks be to God. The answer is yes. Though God is the God of majesty, this verse that we've been looking at, it also tells us about the grace of God. And to this we will now look.
感谢神的答案是肯定的，因为上帝，尽管上帝是尊伟大庄严的，但是这段经文告诉我们，上帝是宽容，是荣荣大度的，这就是我们下面要继续讨论的事情。
So now let's look at the grace of God. The next part of the verse says, God lives in a high and holy place. It says, I live in a high and holy place, God says. And God, who is infinite in majesty, as we have seen, He lives separate from His creation.
下面我们要讨论就是上帝住在至高至上的所在，就是下面所继续讲的经文。他住在，神说，我住在至高至圣的所在。 正如我们看见的，上帝的伟大是无限的。他生活在与他，也就是他的创造物，也就是我们生活在不同的地方。
We know much about a person by where he or she lives, right? But God dwells in a holy place. That tells us something about God.
我们经常知道我们的熟人，我们的朋友住在什么地方，就一个详细地址地。上帝。 而上帝呢，上帝是居住在一个完全圣洁的地方。So
God lives in a high and holy place, but dear friend, look where else He lives. He lives somewhere else.
他居在，他住在至高至圣的地方，亲爱的朋友，他也住在另外的地方。这另外的地方是什么呢？
This is really good news. Really good news. God also lives with Him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
他居住的地方就是说，他与那些心灵悲痛、谦卑的人一起居住在同一个地方。So
let's look at that. What is contrite and lowly in spirit? What does that mean? In this world, often only the rich or the strong or the beautiful get attention from others, right? That's right, right? That's right. But according to this verse, who does God choose to live with?
这些人是什么样的人呢？我们在这个世界上，通常只有有钱人，或者有权势的人，或者是长得漂亮的人，往往得到人们的注意。但是在这段经文，他能告诉我们，上帝所选择的是什么样的人呢？
So the people that God chooses to live with are contrite and lowly in spirit. This means These are the people that know, they really know, that they have nothing to give a holy God. They know that they are spiritually bankrupt and that they have no goodness to give to God.
上帝选择的那些心灵痛苦的谦卑的人，这些人住在与他们住在一起，这意味着这些人没有任何东西能够交给上帝。他们知道他们的心灵已经破碎，没有任何善良能够呈现给上帝。
Many of you are students, and many of you will be looking for a job soon. Can you imagine filling out a resume where you write out that you have no talent, that you failed all of your classes in school, and that you have nothing that should make your company or make a company hire you for a job? Can you imagine that? None of us like to be failures.
这些人就相当我们在做的其中一些朋友，就说，当你写个人的简历的时候，你没有写出任何，你有个人的才干可以写，你学习成绩也不好，或者说你没有任何东西让公司能够留下深刻的印象，能够雇佣你。所以说，我们在座的每一个朋友都不喜欢个人的失败。
Yet this is exactly the kind of person that God dwells with. Those who admit they have nothing, spiritually speaking. And the Bible says that all of us have sinned horribly and have failed before our holy God. Yet there are only a few who stop hiding from this fact and they actually admit the truth. And these are the ones upon whom God has set His grace. His grace is coming.
就是这种人，上帝愿意与他们待在一块儿，与他们居住，因为这种人他已经承认自己的心灵是空虚的。圣经说就是说，所有的人都会犯罪，在他面前，在上帝的面前，我们每个人都失败过。但是只有这部分一个人，这些人他不回避这种现实，他能够接受上帝这种真理，也就是说，这种人。
The Bible goes on to tell how a holy God can accept such a person, that is, a person who's a sinner. How can a holy God accept such a person?
圣经反复就告诉我们，就是反复告诉我们说，圣洁这种圣，我们圣洁的神，能够怎样接受这种罪人，包括我们。 神，那么神是怎样做的呢？
The answer is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The answer is Jesus, our Lord.
这种答案就是说，他是通过基督耶稣基督，也就是耶稣基督是我们的主。
Jesus Christ is God the Son. He's not just a good teacher or a great leader who lived a good life. He's not just a man. He is the Son of God, which is to say that He is God Himself. He has the exact nature of God the Father.
基督耶稣是神的儿子，他不仅仅是一位好老师，也是好领导，他也是神的儿子，他本身就是神，他具有神父的神性。
Christ came to the earth, came to the world, and perfectly obeyed. Think about this. He perfectly obeyed every single command in the Bible. Jesus was spotless and pure, that those who believe in Him will receive His perfect record of obedience, and they will find a perfect hiding place in Jesus Christ.
基督来到这个世界上，完全顺服圣经的诫命，他纯洁无瑕，凡信他的人。
Jesus then died on the cross and He rose again from the dead, that those who believe in Jesus will not suffer the horrible anger of God, but instead they'll be fully forgiven and completely safe forever and ever and ever.
耶稣死在十字架上，然后复活。 凡信基督耶稣的人将不再受到震怒，上帝的震怒。相反，他们要被原谅，永远被原谅，永远受到保护。
John 3:36 summarizes what we've said so far, And here's what it says. Whoever believes in the Son, that is, who believes in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for our sins, has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son, whoever rejects Christ, will not see life. For God's wrath, that is, God's anger, remains on him.
约翰福音第三章三十六节说：信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不到永生。神的震怒常在他身上。
So this is the grace of God, Jesus Christ. This is right here. In Jesus we have grace. Those who trust Christ have complete grace, complete acceptance with God.
凡是信他的人，在终日以后的人，要永远得到恩典。So
far we've looked at the majesty of God, and then secondly we've looked at the grace of God. Now let's look at the comfort of God. This is the final point. So I'm coming to an end here. Almost finished. But notice next in this verse, the comfort that God gives by His grace to those who know they have no goodness and are humble and lowly, trusting the Lord Jesus alone for salvation.
到时候我们已经看到神的伟大的恩典，现在我们要再看看下面的神能够给我们带来的安慰。在经文的下面呢，我们要谈到神给我们的宽慰，神给赐给恩典与那些毫无善良、但比较淡、自己能够谦卑、能够信靠主耶稣、能够救主的这些人。So
the high and exalted God bends very, very low to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
所以他们能够整心。
How does God comfort and revive those who have nothing but Jesus Christ? In other words, no righteousness that they're trying to give, but they have Jesus alone. How does God comfort that kind of a person?
神是怎样能够宽慰并能改造这些人呢？就是说这些人一无是处，仅仅就是靠。 信靠耶稣基督和他为我们死在十字架这件事实，就是说能信靠这些，他怎能够改变我们呢？尽管我们犯了很多错误。He
comforts us by three things in three ways. First, he comforts us by forgiveness.
靠三件事情，第一件事就是宽恕。When
God forgives, you think about this. When God forgives a sinner who is in Jesus Christ, he really, really forgives. He does not forgive with conditions. You think about here on this earth, you may hurt somebody, and they may say, okay, I forgive you. But they really don't forgive you, right? Right? That happens. But when God forgives, he really forgives. And he freely forgives, for Jesus took all the punishment for our sins upon himself. And God's forgiveness is not like man's, just like I said. We sort of halfway forgive people, but God completely and fully forgives. So you're forgiven.
因为这种当神宽恕每一个人的时候，他宽恕我们的作为这种罪人的时候，这种宽恕是完全的。 是丝毫没有带任何条件的，而且是宽恕是免费的，因为耶稣已经为我们的罪受了惩罚，因为神的这种宽恕不像人的宽恕，人的宽恕只是一个部分的带条件的。So
God comforts us by forgiveness. Secondly, He comforts us by true acceptance. By true acceptance.
第二个就是真正的接纳你。
Those who have trusted Christ have received forgiveness and now they are fully accepted by God. And we can now call God our dearest Father. We can call Him this because our conscience is now really clean for the first time. Totally clean conscience. There's nothing better than having a clean conscience that has been cleansed for you by the death of Christ.
我们这些信靠耶稣的人完全被神已经宽恕，完全的被神能够接纳。 我们可以称上帝这个神圣的上帝，我们的为亲爱的阿爸父。因为我为什么我们的两瓶银戈现在是完全干净的，已经干净到一种程度，说我们能够用这种称呼来称他亲爱的阿爸父。因为没有任何一件事情能够没有比一个被基督这种死能够洗净的良心能够更好。
That's good. He said, Abba Fu. I love that. Abba Fu. But in Christ, and only in Christ, can you call God Abba Fu. Okay, so God comforts us by forgiveness. He comforts us by acceptance, real acceptance. That is a permanent acceptance. And then finally, He comforts us best of all, by His presence, by the presence of God.
前面是两个，神能宽恕我们，第二是能够接受我们，第三件事就是与我们相伴 ，present 与我们相伴。
The most precious thing we can ever have, dear friends, is His presence. And all else will fail us. You think about it. Everything else can be taken away from you. Your family, your money.Your house, your mind, everything else can be taken away. But God's presence can never, ever be taken away from you.
亲爱的朋友，上帝能与我们相伴，这是我们曾经最宝贵的东西。因为任何东西最终也不能满足我们，总有一天他们会离开我们，包括我们的房子、我们的家庭、我们的金钱，所有一切都要。
Nothing's more comforting in our sorrow, and many of you have had sorrow. Nothing can comfort you like God's presence. There have been many times in my life where I've been hurt so bad that no other person in the world can give me comfort. But then I remember the Bible promise where Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And that's what gives me comfort.Know that the living and true God actually accepts me and actually forgives me and actually comforts me with His presence.
当我们有悲伤和患难的时候，没有任何的东西比神的伴随更宽慰我们。因为在我们的生活，在我的生活中，很多事受到伤害，任何人都不能帮助宽慰我，但神能够帮助我。通过神，我得到神。前面的宽慰和这种苏醒，所以神的存在与我的同在，是我永远的宽慰。
The living, so now I want to just summarize everything. So I really am coming to the end. The living and true God, the only God who really exists, is the God of majesty. He's the God of all grace, and He's the God of comfort. But He can only be known by those who admit they have nothing, and are spiritually bankrupt, and therefore they believe in Jesus Christ. They simply rest like this.